What is the difference between Roman Catholicism and Protestantism? While many things can be said about this, we're going to look at three major things. Many people around the world think that historic Protestant churches and Roman Catholic churches are essentially the same. There's not a huge difference. And while there are differences in appearance of the buildings and all this kind of stuff, not a big difference, and same gospel, etc., and so on. Before being converted, I used to think the same thing. I was raised in a Roman Catholic home, and I used to think that many of the differences between Roman Catholicism and Protestantism, or the things that kept us apart, were silly and non-consequential. While there are many differences, fundamental and important, we're going to look at three in this video. Number one, the authority of Scripture in Protestantism. In Roman Catholicism, officially, there are the three authorities, officially. The Bible, God's Word. You have church tradition and the magisterium. Now, it is claimed in Roman Catholic sources that, yes, the Bible is the authority, but also it's church tradition. Claimed what is an unbroken tradition, but that is really not the case if you examine it with history, but I digress. And the magisterium, which is the teaching office of the Roman Catholic Church. Essentially, though, there will be contradictions and there will be differences between these. So in practice, it's really the Roman Catholic Church decides what tradition will be followed, what scripture will be followed. So essentially, rather than being the sole authority of the Word of God, the Bible, which is in Protestantism, it effectively becomes the church as the sole authority above the other authorities. They'll claim that this is not the case, that there's really three authorities and there's this three-legged stool, all this kind of stuff. But in practice, it is not sola scriptura like in Protestantism, where the Word of God tests all things and is our final authority. Rather, it is sola ecclesia, or the church basically is the highest authority and decides which is which. Number two, Protestantism believes in the sufficiency of grace. You might think that, well, doesn't the Roman Catholic Church also believe this? Well, sadly, it does not. The Roman Catholic Church has always held that grace is necessary, and even in famous councils like the Council of Trent in the 16th century, it always upheld that grace was necessary for salvation. That might shock some of you, but both sides believe that grace is necessary. And really, the difference is in the sufficiency of grace. Roman Catholicism doesn't believe that grace is sufficient to save. We're not saved by grace alone in Roman Catholicism. And this is one of the other solas of the Reformation, sola gratia. Our good works complain no part in salvation, either at the beginning, middle, or end. We must trust in the finished work of Christ. In Roman Catholicism, our works play part in our justification. In Roman Catholicism, it's an infused grace and an infused righteousness, and the person is changed. But here's the problem. When you try to mix works and grace, it's like trying to mix oil and water. The two cannot mix. We cannot earn our salvation. It says in Romans 11:6, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. it's either by work or by grace. It can't be a mixture of the two, which is essentially, in its most basic form, what Roman Catholicism teaches, especially when it comes to their doctrine of justification. And the final point we're going to look at, number three, Protestantism teaches that Jesus is the only mediator. And again, you might say, isn't this also taught by the Roman Catholic Church? Sadly, it is not. In Roman Catholicism, Mary is also seen as another mediator between God and men. And she is called the mediatrix. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. Now, many people might say that they're Protestant and all this kind of stuff. The term is meaningless unless we're biblical and conform to the Word of God. It is sinful to seek any other way to God. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, "For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. While to many, Roman Catholicism may seem like another legitimate expression of Christianity, it teaches many doctrines that sadly deny and attack the very core of the gospel and deny the very gospel itself. It's been Paul Flynn. May God bless you all.